This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have some fun on a Thursday, and man, is it, but there's so much good stuff today and so much terrible stuff today. Pelosi's retiring. We're going to get into that in a moment. There was a anti-your church bill. Looks like it's going to pass. That's awful. We'll talk about the system. We'll talk about people being cheated. Christopher Wray having to give testimony. We have I'll get to a bunch of emails. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's just going to be a good night. We're even going to get to Kathy Hochul and voters getting what they deserve. All that and more is to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I thought, because there's some heavier stuff, I thought we should start out with something beautiful, something wonderful. Because we don't do that enough, right? We focus on the negative. This is bad, and this is bad, and this is bad, and this is bad. But we don't talk about what is wonderful, and aren't there so many blessings out there? And aren't there so many wonderful things that you can look at or listen to? And so I remember as a kid, I remember the first time I heard Whitney Houston sing, "I Will Always Love You." And I just remember, I mean, rest in peace, Whitney. I remember how amazing that song was coming from her, and it was just wonderful. Her voice was just, it was awesome. I mean, it's not even my kind of music. It was awesome. So when I saw today a deaf, mute, trans person in Brazil covered the song in such a wonderful way, I thought it was inspiring. Sit back and enjoy.
Brazilian deaf, mute, trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
Wait, it even gets better. Gosh, that's wonderful. Yep. This is the best part. This is the best part. Wait for this. Absolutely. Absolutely. Got to focus on the good every now and then. All right, now let's dig into some of the bad. Let's dig into some of the bad. You know what's one of the worst things? It's always been one of the worst things for me in life is getting what I deserve. That's why I sometimes find myself saying that about other people. Like, I hope you get what you deserve, or they're getting what they deserve. And it makes me almost cringe a little bit because, man, every time I've ever gotten what I deserve, it hurts and it sucks. But it's also very healthy. I had a conversation with a guy, real, real sharp guy. Jeffrey Tucker is his name. And I had a conversation with him about, you know, I was talking about national divorce stuff, how people are moving, you know, they're leaving New York, they're going to Florida, people are separating, the country is separating, blue's getting blue, red's getting redder, and I was talking to him about that, and how I see us splitting and where it's going. And He said something to me, and I can't get it out of my head, and it's kind of dark. I mean, I'm half tempted just to play that wonderful rendition of I Will Always Love You again, but I'm, what, Chris, you don't want to? All right, fine. If you don't appreciate music, I'll play it again later, I guess, whatever. It's anyway, I'm tempted to play it again just to make this better, but he said, Jesse, I see this going to a place, the country itself going to a place that is so bad, going to a place that is so dark, so rapidly, that I don't think the country's as blue and lost as you think it currently is, because the collapse is going to be so brutal for so many people that it's going to wake people up, even the sheep. Even so many of the robots and the sheep, that kind of sting wakes people up. And I said, wait, what? And he said, listen, when you combine what they're doing economically, the all-out war on the economy by the communists from Joe Biden on down, when you combine that with what they're doing to the currency, what they're doing overseas, and what they're doing when it comes to crime, these are all, I mean, if you had to bake a recipe for a nation that is heading into a severe crisis, you would be baking exactly what we're baking here in the country. To which I said, oh man, Jeff, that sucks. That's really depressing. And he said, it does, but people get what they voted for. I saw this headline today on top of everything else. I saw this headline, and I'll get to the Pelosi stuff in a second, both Nancy and Paul. But I saw this headline today, and boy, that conversation came right back to me, and I said, yeah, it's true. Headline, New York Post. Kathy Hochul kicks the can on crime reform after narrow election win. And for those who've been asleep, New York is being ravaged by crime. You practically have to wear a bulletproof vest when you go down to the subway, and even that might not be enough. Every single day, people not in New York, people across the globe wake up every single day to a brand new surveillance tape of somebody getting shot, stabbed, or assaulted in New York.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Every single day. Every day people wake up to this. And so this midterm election, remember the midterm election was here, and Lee Zeldin runs against Kathy Hochul in New York, and he knew that was the issue for the voters. And hammered it in the debates, hammered it in the TV commercials over and over and over again, hammered her on this crime. And it got so bad for Hochul because she was looking at bad poll numbers that Hochul's out there saying, well, I mean, look, we'll look into it. Yeah, we'll fix it. And she started hemming and hawing and doing that kind of vague thing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll do. We should look into this. And then voters went right back to the polls. No, obviously not every New Yorker. Tons of red areas in New York. But voters went right back to the polls and sent Kathy Hochul right back to the governor's mansion of New York. And now, why would she change? People are mad that Kathy Hochul isn't going to get rid of this bail reform law that's disastrous. It's turning violent criminals right back on the loose. I will actually do something I don't think I've ever done before on the show. I'll defend Kathy Hochul. Why should she? What motivation does Kathy Hochul have to do anything about the bail reform law? She's governor again. Kathy Hochul lives her life surrounded by armed guards. She's never going to be a victim of any of this violent crime whatsoever. Voters clearly don't care enough about the issue to punish her for it. If I'm Kathy Hochul, I don't do anything about it either. Why would I risk making my super communist base angry by taking away this law when I know the rest of the voters don't care enough to punish me for the issue? I support her. Good for you, Kathy Hochul. Way to do what's logical. Honestly. I've been very frustrated lately. You've heard me ranting about how we didn't do any changes in GOP leadership in the House. McConnell's back. McCarthy's back. Emmer is the new whip in the House. In case you don't know what that means, he's a critically important leadership figure. It's a mega powerful thing. Emmer in the House is one of the biggest losers in the country. Absolute weapons grade loser, right back into leadership. And I thought to myself, you know, we deserve this. We do. And let me finish. Let me explain. We deserve this. Now, not you personally, probably. I'm not worried about you personally, but as a whole. Remember, I'm talking about as a whole. As a whole, we do deserve this. Because I think about my own state, and I think about our election here, and our weenie loser government tag, Greg Abbott here. And I think about the fact that he was a total tyrant during COVID, just like Kathy Hochul was. He was just as bad. He was a total tyrant, just like Kathy Hochul. Had people arrested for trying to cut hair and pay their bills. And then we had a primary. And there were three significant candidates running against Greg Abbott in a primary after tyranny and tyranny and tyranny and tyranny and tyranny. And the Texas Republicans went out in that primary, and I believe Abbott got like 60-some percent of the vote. And so then I look and I see how nothing changes in the GOP, and I say to myself, man, we had that coming. We get what we deserve. And I look at things like New Yorkers ravaged by crime. And then I look at the election results, and you had a clear choice. The choice could not possibly have been more clear. One is going to get rid of that law. The other, no real commitment. And they went out, and they got the votes. And right now, getting what we deserve, I have a feeling it's going to hurt for a little bit. It is. Speaking of getting what we deserve, let's talk about corporate America and how they've lost their mind and how, man, are they getting what they deserve. And that's kind of glorious. That was ugly. Let's talk about glorious and the Pelosi retirement next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. And don't forget, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. For you new listeners, Fridays are a little different on the Jesse Kelly Show. We take all 3 hours, and it's all your questions. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They do not have to be political questions. They can be. That's totally fine, obviously. It can be anything. Stupid, history, I don't care what it is. Food, it doesn't matter. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Chris, again, if you can't appreciate the beauty of this kind of singing, I don't know what your problem is.
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
Oh, touches the heart. All right, now, you know what else? The only thing I love more than beautiful singing is being right and rubbing it in people's faces. What is the purpose of being right if you can't rub it in everyone else's face and be obnoxious about it? It's like my favorite thing in the world. This is my favorite thing in the world. So I remember, it seems like it was only yesterday, when I got on here. You'll probably remember because I'm sure you hang on my every word. You remember when I got on here and I said this? Did you see today, Chris? Gosh, I saw this and it's just so Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi came out today and she said the Pelosi attack may come into play when she's making her decision about retirement. You watch. Nancy Pelosi won't be able to take not being Speaker of the House. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Nancy Pelosi, after the election, she will retire. Who is that smart guy? That was from, let me check, November 7th. And this was Grandma Vodka from today.
This I will continue to do as a member of the House, speaking for the people of San Francisco, serving the great state of California, and defending our Constitution. And with great confidence in our caucus, I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress. For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility. Madam Speaker, standing here today, I'm endlessly grateful for all of life's blessings.
Yes, Grandma Vodka's gone. And I know you're probably cheering right now. And believe me, I'm cheering right now. But let's take a moment, even with people we hate, and let's acknowledge accomplishment, a worthy adversary. And this is what I mean. Nancy Pelosi might be, man, I can't think of a person with a worse personality than Nancy Pelosi. I'm really mean that. Not even Hillary Clinton. If there are people, there aren't many people. She is seriously like the bad guy in a movie. If you had to make an evil character, you would make that woman. And yet, through cunning guile, money, some dirty tricks, Nancy Pelosi has risen to be Speaker of the House twice. And every single time, both times Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, she did something Republicans would never have the guts to do. She chose to do wildly unpopular things because she knew those unpopular things would yank the country permanently in the direction of the communists. She was more than willing to sacrifice seats. She was more than willing to sacrifice temporary power in favor of long-term power. Remember when she crammed through Obamacare? I believe it was like midnight on Christmas Eve. Just the whole country hated it, and they just smashed it through anyway, and she basically just gave the big double middle finger to all of America. She did that stuff all the time, ruthlessly trying to win. And you know what? I respect that. Oh, I despise her as much as you do, but when I look at Nancy Pelosi, I don't feel hatred. I feel envy. I would give anything to have a Nancy Pelosi leading our side. Give us five Nancy Pelosis in the GOP. Give us five of them. This is what we get.
And so my message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard lines that we can agree on and do them. And we did some of that this year. Infrastructure, CHIPS, schools.
There's our guy bragging about all the horrific bills they joined with the Democrats to pass. There's our guy saying, hey, let's meet in the middle. When did you ever hear Nancy Pelosi argue once about how she was planning on meeting Republicans in the middle? It would never even cross her mind. Nancy Pelosi was out there collecting scalps. Our group of weapons-grade, low-T GOPers, this is what they're doing.
And so my message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard line.
Come together. Salute you, Nancy Pelosi, a worthy adversary. Yes, you're a horrific communist hag, and you helped destroy the United States of America and the House of Representatives, but I knew that's what you were doing, and so did the Republicans, and no one stopped you. You just did it anyway. Salute to you for being the better fighter. Let us hope we have fighters like that arise on our side, because Lord knows we need them. All right, speaking of Pelosi, man, rough news for Paul Monkeypox. We'll get to that in just a moment. Before we get to that, why don't you go get some good sheets? Like the most comfortable sheets in the history of mankind, Giza Dream Sheets. You see, Mike Lindell and MyPillow, they found the world's best cotton, Giza. And of course, I would look at cotton and I wouldn't think anything. I think, oh, well, cotton, you'd probably get cotton balls. Mike Lindell looks at great cotton and he says, I bet I can make the best sheets ever. And he did. Giza Dream Sheets. And they have them on sale right now for their lowest price ever. You can get these things as low as $29.99. You got to go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square. It's just a square thingy. And use the promo code Jesse. Get yourself a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets while they're the lowest price ever. Also, Christmas is coming. Hint, hint. Trust me, they'll thank you for that gift. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
In a brown paper bag, but then
it is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Jesse Schumer, why aren't we having enough? We aren't having enough babies in this country. We need to give citizenship to 11 million illegals. McConnell, whoa, let's not get crazy here. Let's meet between the 40s. We'll get citizenship to all the DACA illegals. That's so true. That's, oh gosh, you know it's coming, Jesse. I'm disgusted hearing Schumer and AOC justify illegal immigration because we're not having enough children. Maybe we shouldn't kill our kids if they're worried about that. It makes me sick. That's from Trish. Look, Schumer and AOC, they're anti-American. That's all. They're anti-American. Remember, America itself, it never enters their mind what's good for America. In fact, with somebody like AOC, she is probably more along the lines of whatever's bad for America, that's what I want. Schumer's just an old New York Democrat, totally wired in across New York. Schumer probably isn't anti-American like AOC is. Now, his actions end up being anti-American. Schumer is just one of those people very similar to Joe Biden. America just would never occur to him. What patriotism, America, those genuine feelings of trying to help the country would never enter Chuck Schumer's mind. It's just not something that would enter his mind. Everything is just about the next election or power or it's all that. Real patriotism is gone for so many of these people. All right, that's enough ugliness. Let's talk about something wonderful. Because as long as we're talking about people getting what they deserve, I think it's appropriate to talk about corporate America. I have said repeatedly, and I believe this all the way, corporate America going communist is the second most damaging thing that they've ever taken over. Number one is obviously the education system, because everything, including corporate America, stems from there. They took over the education of our kids. They taught them all to hate America. Now we have generations who hate the country, and that has since brought that into the boardroom, right? So it's brought that into the boardroom. But watching these huge corporations, watching them cave, and they hire these horrid communist cat ladies as HR, and then they go totally hard left. I mean, the HR departments, they are the worst thing in the United States of America. They're all these horrible cultural Marxists. All of them are now. And then corporate America, as they got bullied, intimidated, just weakness got taken over by these communists, corporate America now brings it into your living room every single chance they get. They put it up on the billboards. It's on the TV commercials. It's in the NFL games. It's in the everything. What they've brought into their companies and now broadcast out to the United States of America is horrid. But there is some good news. The good news is these companies, they've filled themselves up. Absolutely filled themselves up with these wretched communists. But I want you to think about a communist, in this instance, like a parasite. Yeah, I've had parasites twice. I've told you the story. I had Giardia in the Marine Corps, and I pretty sure I almost died on that one. And I had dysentery in Thailand, and that was no fun either. So I know what it's like to have a parasite. Something you take into your body, and then it starts to eat you from the inside out. But here's the thing. The corporations in America, they knew it was a parasite, and they drank it anyway. They knew. They knew when they went and hired that kid fresh out of college, Black Lives Matter, on his Facebook page, and they hired him anyway. They knew that was going to be a parasite, and they drank it. And now that they drank it, well, they're getting their just desserts, as the saying goes. I'm dying at this. Tiffany Cross is one of the more despicable people in all of the media, and that is saying something because there are a lot of despicable people in the media. In case you don't know who she is, she did, I think the show was called Cross Connection or something like that. It was on MSNBC. It was only a once-a-week show, and she was one of the more openly racist people on television. White people suck. This is a white thing. White supremacist. White. Just one of these really nasty hags. Openly nasty. But MSNBC, trying to be extra diverse, they not only hire this racist hag, they give her a Sunday show. Well, surprise, surprise, they ended up having to fire her. Why? It's not because she's racist communist scum. It's because nobody watched. When no one watches, then you can't charge your advertisers anything. And when you can't charge your advertisers anything, then the show doesn't make any money. And if the show doesn't make any money, the host is going to go. Period. That's just the way it works. That's the way all media works. Radio, too. It's the way it works. It's the way it's always going to work. Well, Tiffany Cross, here's the headline from OutKick. Tiffany Cross reportedly threatened to burn down MSNBC for firing her. And since she's left, she apparently has taken things with her. She has had other people, other journalists, if that's what you want to call these terrible people, like Jamil Hill and others. She's had so many people coming to her defense, threatening MSNBC. She is truly a terrible person, but that's not the point. The point is, how wonderful is it that MSNBC is now going to have to deal with Tiffany Cross for a long time? I guarantee you she's going to sue. She's going to do everything. Now, there are a couple lessons we can learn. There are lessons for employers, and there are lessons for employees. Let's deal with employers first. Employers. If you're not browsing the social media account of that next potential hire of yours, even if it's the mailroom guy, I don't care who it is. If you're not browsing his social media account for even a hint of communist activity, you deserve it. You deserve whatever's coming your way, and it'll be really, really, really ugly. You deserve every bit of it, and that's one. Two, employees. And I always get yelled at when I say this, but nevertheless, it's true. You know who you're never going to see on television again? Ever? Tiffany Cross. And it's not because she's a racist hag. It's actually not even because she's a racist hag who got bad ratings and didn't earn any money. You're never going to see Tiffany Cross on television again because Tiffany Cross did what so many people do these days, media and not media. Maybe you've even done that this or you know someone who did. She blasted her former employer publicly. And maybe you're sitting there saying, no, Jesse, you don't understand. My employer suck. No, you don't understand. I'm sure your employer did suck. There are a lot of crappy employers out there. I'm not defending your former employer at all. I'm on your side. I'm trying to help you. You know what every other TV network executive is watching right now? You know what they're watching? They're watching Tiffany Cross blast her former employer. And you know what? Every single one of them are silently saying to themselves, oh man, we're never hiring her. Remember Brooke Baldwin? Or maybe you've forgotten. You probably have. Brooke Baldwin. Brooke Baldwin was this blonde CNN reporter. Total idiot hack. You remember she had that interaction with Clay Travis when she kicked him off her show and was horrified, whatever. But none of that matters. Eventually, Brooke Baldwin gets canned. Brooke Baldwin comes out and starts blasting away at CNN, anti-women and all this other stuff. When's the last time you saw Brooke Baldwin? You've seen it over and over and over and over and over again. Ah, my former employer sucks. Oh, I can't find a job. You know who's watching you put that Facebook post up? It's not your former employer. It's your potential next employer. And he's deciding, I don't think I want to bring this kind of headache into the office. When you blast your former employer, you're not hurting them. You're hurting your future. Your future. It's not about them. You're hurting you. Keep your criticisms quiet. All right. It's time for Paul Monkeypox Pelosi. Time to have a talk because we have an update on the story. You want to talk about how despicable the system truly is. We'll get to that in a second. Before we get to that, I want to encourage you once again, because of the dark prediction I had today from my buddy Jeff, I want to make sure that everybody in your home has food, an emergency food supply of some kind. Now, maybe you're already one of these people, you're already a prepper, and you've already got all this canned stuff, and you're good to go. If that's the case, fine. All that matters is everyone in your home can eat for 3 months. If you're like me, and you're interested in that stuff, but you don't really know where to begin, and you just want it all now, My Patriot Supply is the one-stop shop for this. They have emergency three-month food kits, and they have them $250 off right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Everyone in your home needs 3 months worth of food. If you don't have it, get online. MyPatriotSupply.com. Make sure you are taken care of. There are big things going on this globe right now. Make sure you and yours are watched out for, all right? Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What is that song? Who is this? Who sings this? Corrosion of Conformity. Is this one of these new bands? It sounds... I don't like it. Well, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all, Chris. I didn't like it at all. And guess what? We're too busy...
We're changing people's lives!
...to take time with bad music. What, Chris? Deleterious Consequences would never play music like that. Our music's just going to be... I mean, I have so many big plans for our tour and everything else. I don't know when that tour is going to kick off just yet. But we have great plans out there. Great plans. Look, all right. Before we get to Paul Hammer, Pox Pelosi, one... Let's again take in some wonderful music.
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
Wonderful. Jesse, I was in the New York City area the other day and heard Kelly's monologue blaming the voters for the woes of the country. He's absolutely correct. I've not heard any public figure focus on this point. Think of how messed up so many of our cities are. Crime, taxes, attitude towards cops. Did I mention crime? That's why so many New Yorkers are heading for saner states. But those voters, let alone the ones who stay, will continue their suicidal voting patterns. Same on them. Shame on them. Actually, hold on that for a second. That's not always the case. Now, here's what is true. These GOP governors... recruiting major corporations from out of state to come into their state for the jobs, that is always a bad idea. Because they'll go to California. I mean, Abbott does this all the time in Texas. They'll go to California. Hey, giant California corporation, come to Texas for the tax break. And they say, okay, sounds good. We're bringing our 3,000 liberal employees with us. Congratulations, you just turned a red congressional district blue with one move. But at least you got that tax money. That is bad. But there is a lie going on out there amongst people on the right that when people move from a blue place, they move, you're packing up right now and you're leaving New York and you're going to Arkansas. You're going to go live on the lake. Arkansas has cool lakes, by the way. Anyway, you're packing up for New York and you're moving to Arkansas. You're going to live on the lake. And people in Arkansas, what do they say? Oh, don't bring your politics here. Don't come here, New Yorkers. No, get away. Okay, that's fine. Don't go to Arkansas. Please come down to Texas because I've actually seen the polling data. There's a great organization here in Texas. Most states have one of these, but a really, really sharp organization called the Texas Public Policy Foundation. And they're always doing internal studies of what's what, and they know more than everyone else because it's just a data mining center. and I talk to them all the time. They're my friends. And they were looking into this phenomenon, right? Okay, you got all these people coming to Texas, especially during COVID, because, well, let's be honest, blue states were horrible during COVID. Who's coming here? What are they doing here? How are they going to vote? People who move just for a better quality of life overwhelmingly vote Republican. Overwhelmingly. Why do you think Florida went from a 30,000 vote win for DeSantis first time he ran for governor to over a million the second time? Do you honestly believe a million people switched parties? That doesn't happen. A million people didn't switch parties. A million people moved there. And they moved there because they wanted to be in a free place. That's why I have encouraged you about this over and over and over and over again. Get to a free place. And if you listen to any of Christopher Wray testifying in front of Congress today, in front of the Senate, you would agree with me. Believe me on that. I'll get to that. You know, I'll play the Christopher Wray stuff in just a second. Before I get to Christopher Wray, I want to do this real quickly. We're going to have to take better care of our health. That's just, you don't want to have to go to the doctor. I'll put it to you that way. And especially in the coming years, going to the doctor is getting more and more expensive. And I have actually some things I'm going to read for you about medical supplies getting short. And I'm getting some warnings from some healthcare professionals that are emailing into the show. That's a long way of me saying, make sure you're doing little things to keep yourself healthier. I'm not a self-help coach or some kind of personal trainer. I'm never going to be that. Just drink water. Make sure you're getting vitamins and minerals. Make sure you're getting some exercise. You know, you don't have to go join CrossFit. Just go for a walk. Take care of yourself. Part of taking care of yourself is also the air you breathe. It's a big part of taking care of yourself. You hear me talk about Eden Pure Thunderstorm all the time, and I know you love that it takes the odors out of the air. I love that too. But understand why it takes odors out of your air in your office, in your room, or wherever. That's because it's killing all the viruses and mold in your air. It's a constant clean out of the air that's recirculating through your home or through your office or wherever you plug it in. They have 3-packs for sales for my listeners. You have to go to EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That gets you $200 off, all right? EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Here was Josh Hawley today talking to Christopher Wray. I want you to think about this.
The press reported shortly thereafter that the reason that the hearing had to be cut short is because you were flying on a Gulfstream jet for a personal vacation in the Adirondacks. Please tell me that's not accurate.
Senator, the hearing was not cut short from my experience. We had agreed beforehand on the time and length of it. And I was very surprised to find that any man on the committee was surprised. As to how I fly, I am required, not only permitted, but required to fly on an FBI plane wherever I go.
So you were going on vacation?
I was, yes.
So you left a statutorily required oversight hearing in order to go on a personal vacation in the Adirondacks?
I took a flight to go visit my family, as had been previously arranged in conjunction with the leadership of the committee.
The ranking member, Chuck Grassley, asked you during the hearing, he said, I assume you must have other business. You said, yes. He then said, if you have a business trip, you've got your own plane, can't it wait a while? He then said, Chuck Grassley, we only just heard half an hour ago that now you have to leave. We were going to have a 7-minute round followed by a 3-minute round. I've got 7 people on my side of the aisle, that included me, who are waiting for this additional round. Is there any reason we can't accommodate them for 21 minutes? And you said you had a plane to catch. You had somewhere to go. And now we find out it was for vacation?
You see why I tell you to move? Understand that I know we're going to do, and I've done it too. We're all going to talk about 2024, and is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Heavy D? Are we going to have that fight? And then who's the Democrat going to be and all these other things? But we all have to understand none of that matters if we have a fully weaponized administrative state. None of it matters. And right now, the head of the FBI routinely sits in front of United States senators and basically thumbs his nose at them. That's Christopher Wray sitting in front of the United States Senate, basically doing the version of, na 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 na, you can't get me. That's what he does every single time. You need some level of state protection. Please see where this is going. It's not going to a good place. I have more on that. Just a second.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.